Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Straight and Level podcast, where we are dedicated to presenting you with the truth, the facts, and the opinions that matter to you the most as American Airlines pilot. No matter if you're junior, senior, or new hire, we thank you for tuning in today. The fight for truth is officially weighed off wheels, as is our car drive. And folks, in this Straight and Level podcast, today we're going to be telling tales from the terminals, specifically our DFW hub. Today I'm joined by Captain Brian Smith, who is one of our volunteer organizers at the DFW base. So Brian, I try to let the guests do the introduction so that your voice is heard and people can learn who you are and kind of where you're coming from. If you could, can you give me a little bit of background as to kind of the position you currently hold as a volunteer and also what kind of union work or airline work you did before?
Great. Thanks for having me on. Sure. So I come from the military background and started at American in 2000. And my union work started in 2007. Updating the boards in Miami, running domicile meetings, helping out the chair and vice chair there, setting up picket lines, being on the strike committee there in Miami, that sort of thing. Got to the national level 2011, 2012 timeframe. Actually got there by filing an equity distribution complaint against the equity distribution during the bankruptcy, and that kind of made me a name with the then president of the association and the general counsel, and I was asked to come and work nationally on the governance project, national officer compensation review, economic financial analysis, eventually the negotiating committee, contract compliance, etc. So I am very pro-union. I like going to all the picketing events and participating and following the union instruction, keeping up with domicile meetings and all of their directions. So that's my background.
So Brian, you're no stranger to union work, and you've kind of seen the inside of the workings at our current union. What would be, I guess, what made you decide to become involved with AA Pilots for ALPA? How did you come to the point where you are currently?
Sure. Well, I would say that my experience working at the association has been mostly positive. I will say we have great volunteers. I've made good friends there. We got great staff. Pretty much mostly good things to say. That doesn't mean I believe things are perfect or that the governance or the setup of things at the association is such that it allows us to do or accomplish our goals best. But ultimately, the reason why I decided to resign from my current volunteer position at the association was the actions of the board this summer when they decided not to continue on with the process of looking into exploring the merger with ALPA. And my primary reason for getting involved is that I felt that we really needed to see an apples to apples comparison in order to make the best decision for the membership. Ultimately, we stopped short of that and we left ourselves in a position, where we're basically comparing apples to oranges. We only know what each side says a merger would have looked like, but we don't actually know what it looks like. And so as a membership, at some point, we want to have a say in the direction we go in the future. And I've got one contract left. I've been here 23 years. I've never had an industry-leading contract. This one's not either. Certainly from a pay standpoint, it's helpful. But at some point, I would like to have the opportunity to have an industry-leading contract, and I would like to at least be able to make an apples-to-apples comparison to decide who I want sitting at the table representing me in the last contract negotiations that I'll probably ever be a part of. So that was my main reason for getting involved. I talked to a few board members. I asked them why they didn't choose to forward the process on to phase two and actually negotiate a merger. And at least one of the reasons that I heard was that they weren't certain that there was enough interest. And I asked them if they felt that 5 or 6,000 cards would be enough to get them to reconsider. And they said, well, we don't think there's that many people out there. That would certainly be an eye opener for several of the people that voted against phase two. And so that's when I decided I was just going to resign from COM. And I did not start collecting cards until basically shortly thereafter.
So an objective listener would ask, well, if you were in the association, why didn't you just stay to try to make the positive change that you could? Isn't this fixable? That's what I think anyone would ask you.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair question to ask. I will tell you that this is not anything new. There have been efforts before to try to fix things that are perceived as broken at the association. Again, I was started my service there actually on the governance project, which was much larger than this latest project that was in essence a one-day roundtable with former leaders. It was a grassroots 36 members at large, months of all of us with business backgrounds, and months of meetings and facilitated discussions to try to see what we could do to change the structure at APA to make it more nimble and to make us a better association, better represent our membership and get better results. And ultimately, unfortunately, that, in my opinion, ended up leading to no real changes just due to board politics. And it is what it is when that happens. But I've seen time and time again where we recognize that there's an issue, we attempt to fix it, and it just doesn't get done. And this seemed like it was heading down the right track to me. Just the fact that you had a committee that researched this, that predominantly, if you talk to those five committee members, would tell you that they went in with the slant towards the current association, and they came out unified, basically 100%, that it would be a mistake not to move this process forward and find out what a merger would actually look like. And when I saw the board split pretty evenly on this, and I know sometimes that's not exactly how it actually happens, but it appeared pretty split. I thought we gotta take this a little further, and maybe the board will listen if we start collecting cards. Some things have happened since then that lead me to believe that that probably won't happen. So really, at this point, my opinion is the only way to really get an apples to apples comparison and to have a say in where we go forward from here is through a membership driven grassroots process to get that vote on the table through, you know, after an NMB facilitated education process and a vote, because I just don't see the leadership taking it that direction without that.
No, we haven't seen that. And, you know, at the end of the day, this is a grassroots effort. We've said that many times on the program, and that's part of the reason why we get so many volunteers is because, you know, we keep hearing, well, your voice is heard, send the sound offs. And at the end of the day, it just doesn't seem to be so. So that being said, Brian, I just wanted to make sure, you know, you having previous union work, you don't have an axe to grind with anybody at the association. This is, you know, you did this on your own merits, and that your intentions are for the bettership of the pilot group, correct?
Absolutely. There is no personal vendetta there. If I had a position, I loved working with Dennis. I love being with the staff and people that I knew and have worked with off and on for over a decade. So there's no, even towards my reps, they didn't vote the way I would have voted, but that, hey, that's part of being in leadership. You have to make those calls. And just because I disagree with them doesn't mean that I have any personal vendetta against either one of them. I like both John and Jason. So this is what I feel needs to be done in order to just make sure the membership does have a say. I wish it was different, but at this point, this is really the way we need to go if we believe it's important to have a say in how you're represented in negotiations next round.
So Brian, recently, you helped organize a DFW, card collection visit. And from the numbers that we processed, it shows that we had a 98% support rate, which honestly is quite incredible. What was one of the most common reactions that you and your team had when asking people to sign a card?
So honestly, one of the most common was, I've already signed one. But what was more than that, when somebody says they've already signed one, sometimes you might think, well, they're just dismissing me. But usually it was accompanied with a story or with a statement with it that led you to believe that they seriously have been tuned in, have already sent in their card. But then probably the next most common reaction was, hey, thanks for being here today. I've been wanting to do this. I'm ready to sign. So you almost didn't even need to explain to them what you were doing. The energy for it is, I thought it was really easy. I'm 100% with the people that I fly with, and pretty close to 100% standing in lines at Starbucks, Chick-fil-A, you name it. Those you have just a little more time here passing by with people at work. I thought maybe it might be more dismissive, but it was far from that. It was very positive overall reaction. Either, yeah, already done it, I'm with you guys, or hey, I'm glad you're here today because this is something I've been wanting to do. This makes it easy for me. So you're doing your fellow union members a favor, actually, if you're out there asking people, you know, have cards with you and ask them to sign it, because it makes it easier for them. And we all know that we get busy and sometimes it gets forgotten. And before you know it, you've lost your opportunity to have a say. So if you got a chance, if you've already signed one, I would highly recommend folks out there carry a few with you. Talk to the people you're flying with, if you're in line or at the hotel, you know, just have a quick word with them. You'd be surprised how receptive they are to it. And some of them are looking for how they do it. Sometimes we as pilots need to be spoon-fed a little.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I was actually on a DFW layover recently, and we were, I and the captain were talking about some of this, the points back and forth, and he was a supporter, and everyone in the crew van turned around and looked, and one guy was like, hey, do you happen to have a card? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, can you send it in for me? I'm like, sure. I'd send them in weekly, you know? And, we got on the van with, 8 people, including our crew, just pilots. And I ended up getting off the van with, 8 cards and, had handed out a bunch of envelopes. I've actually bumped into a few people that they're printing off envelopes and postage and paying it for themselves, to give to other people just to keep the movement, as effective as possible. And it's refreshing to see. It's not hard. It's just, like you said, sometimes pilots just need to be spoon fed a little bit. And we all live busy lives. And when we go home, we don't want to think about work, you know?
Absolutely.
So what would you say that the most common reason why people were signing a card? And then maybe like on the flip side, what was the most common reason for pilots not to sign a card?
Yeah, I would say that the things that I would hear were, even though they may have voted yes for the contract, they were frustrated with the process. And some of them even went so far as to say that they would have loved to have voted no, but they didn't have a lot of confidence that the process would have gone well after. In other words, they didn't know how much more there would be to get just because they didn't fully trust the process within the current association. So there was some frustration with that. That was probably the primary. On the flip side, I'll be honest with you. The day that I was there 6 hours that day, spoke to hundreds of pilots, collected dozens and dozens of cards, along with verifying that dozens of others had already signed cards. And the only, I think it was 4, maybe the entire day, that did not sign and didn't want to have anything to do with it. That's not a slam on them in any way, shape, or form. They have their experience just like we all do, and you get to make your own call. And so we pretty much just thanked them for their time and, you know, just moved on. And so you're going to face some people that the experience that they've had with ALPA previously conjures up something super negative for them, but you don't need to push it. You all you did was ask the question, just apologize for bringing that up, you know, and move on. But those were really the only people that had a negative response to being asked about it. Everybody else was receptive, and probably less than the number that said no. The 4 TWA pilots I talked to, maybe 2 were fence sitters. Most of them were pretty much, I'll sign. So there wasn't a whole lot of talking that needed to be done. A couple of them had questions about what it meant to sign. I told them they weren't casting a vote at this point. It was merely signing a card saying, I wish to have a voice. So.
Right. And that's what it is. You know, once we get through the threshold, there is going to be a proper NMBA election. And you were just voting for the pilots to have a voice. So we talked about some fence sitters. You know, what percentage or kind of guesstimate would you say were on the fence, and what made them cross the fence?
Like I said, I think it was even smaller than the number that were against, like against it for their own personal reasons, their own negative experience previously. So, you know, a couple percent, maybe, you know, one in 50 that really were fence sitters. And, I think the thing that clarified it for him was that you're not making a decision today. Signing the card is not the decision. Signing the card is saying, hey, I would like the NMB to come in here and give us an opportunity to see an apples to apples comparison between what ALPA could provide me as a member versus what APA can provide me as a member, and to be able to make the decision for myself and cast a ballot in accordance with what I think is best for me. And as long as we have the ability to have that say, I'll live with the results. I mean, I just don't like feeling like having the ability to have that say was taken away through a board process that I think went the wrong direction. And I think there's probably even some board members that are regretting that's the way this has gone. But I can't prove that. I can say I have some anecdotal conversations that have lead me to believe that that's true. But we will wait and see how it goes from here. The important thing is right now is to let the people know that our fence sitters, that this is not an end all. This is the beginning. This is just putting it out there that you want to have a voice.
Right. And that's really at the end of the day, what this comes down to, and putting the average line pilot back in the driver's seat of their representation. Right.
Absolutely.
What would you say to the listeners that might be a little apprehensive about signing a card or collecting cards?
Unfortunately, I think that there have been some stories out there that, that there's some truth to that. There are some people that maybe are pushing back a little bit against those that are wearing green lanyards, or that even within the association, there might be some pushback. If you, tell someone that you've signed a card, I guess the easiest thing you do is it's a private decision. You don't have to tell anybody if you've signed one or not. That wearing a green lanyard, all it does is generate conversation. There's nothing that's wrong with wearing the green lanyard. I disagree with the insinuation that somehow that's unprofessional. I definitely disagree with the insinuation that somehow you're anti-union if you're doing that, or that you're even against the current association. I don't think either of those things is true. I think you're just pro, I want to have a voice, and I want to have a say in where we go from here. And I don't feel that I've had a fair opportunity to do that. That doesn't mean that that you have some animosity or anything else. It just means that you would like to have your voice heard. And that's what you're doing by opening the conversation, wearing those green lanyards, and getting other people to sign the cards. So there's really nothing to fear, because it's a federally protected activity. And you're doing something that is in service to the membership. And you're not forcing anybody to do anything, it's a free choice for them to do. If they want to sign the card, they sign it. And if they don't, you can say thank you for your time and move on. It doesn't have to be a combative thing. This is actually unionism in action, and it's a positive thing in my opinion.
Right. And at the end of the day, you know, we are trying to build unity with this effort. And I know that kind of sounds like an oxymoron sometimes, but, you know, we're trying to give the pilots a voice, and that builds unity at the end of the day. So Brian, any closing remarks that you have as far as your experience? It sounds like it was pretty, overall very positive, with a 98% support rate of, those, asked. And it wasn't just you there, correct? There was a number of people, volunteers that were at the terminals collecting that day.
Yeah, probably off and on throughout the day. There was probably close to 20 of us that participated. Not all of us were there all day, but we were walking all of the terminals in Dallas and had a lot of contact. In fact, by the end of the day, you'd get some people that would be like, they already hit me up over in the A terminal, you know, if you're working C terminal. So they were getting hit in two or three times, but that's okay. But I would say, yes, it was a positive experience. It was good to talk to other pilots and give them the opportunity to ask some questions, give them the peace of mind that they're not alone in wanting to have a say or feeling like there's questions that they have about why we didn't move forward with this. And as far as closing remarks, I would just say, if you haven't signed a card, sign a card. And if you have signed a card, spread the word. Wear a green lanyard. Don't hesitate. I mean, even if it's just the people you fly with, making sure that they're aware that this process is going on, that should be enough. And ultimately, what I tell folks is that there's really only two reasons not to sign a card. And this is, in all honesty, the first reason is that you just are a type of person that you would rather let other people make the call. You don't feel you're informed. You don't want to be informed on it, and you would like somebody else to make that decision. That's fine. If that's who you are, that's fine. So don't sign the card. The other reason would be that you believe that the current association has outperformed the alternative over time to an extent that it's not worth looking in to see if maybe there's a better alternative out there. And if you believe those two things, then obviously you don't have any reason to sign a card. But short of that, all you're asking for is to have a say. So sign a card. Let's move this process forward. And let's get the full information out there from both sides and make an educated decision as a membership. And let's move forward in unity, whatever the result brings.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Brian, for being on the show with us today. And thank you so much for your volunteerism and for doing the DFW day visit. I know there will be more coming up in the future. And if anyone would like to get involved, whether it be at the terminal or elsewhere, please contact us on our website. And we have a host of volunteers that are willing to place you with what you're comfortable volunteering for, and also what your skill set might be to help us with this process. Once again, Brian, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate your time. Fly safe.
All right. Hey, thanks for having me on, Garrett, and thanks for all the work that they're doing there on this whole process with the leadership.
Folks, thank you so much for tuning in today. We've had a great, outstanding amount of support. Let's keep up this momentum. Let's keep up this effort. Talk to your friends. Talk to your coworkers. This week's award-winning Facebook comment was, and I quote, "The only regret that I had after signing a card is that I couldn't sign two." So folks, keep up that momentum. We are on the track to success. And don't forget, sign a card, be an advocate, and fund our future. Because we are AA Pilots for ALPA, and we are the pilot's choice. Until next time, fly safe, and we'll catch you on the flip side.